Big If True Podcast, Episode 2, Perpetual Motion and the Infinite Energy of Reality. Welcome back to Big If True, the podcast where we explore ideas that challenge the boundaries of reality. Last episode, we introduced you to circular determinism, a philosophy that suggests reality operates as an infinite cycle, with no beginning or end. Today, we're taking that concept one step further and diving into something equally profound, perpetual motion. That's right. Perpetual motion isn't just the stuff of theoretical physics or impossible machines. It's woven into the very fabric of existence, supported by the same principles of energy and cycles we discussed last time. And here's the kicker: it all ties back to the first law of thermodynamics, which states that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be rearranged. If energy is infinite, always flowing, always transforming, doesn't that mean perpetual motion is real? Let's explore this extraordinary idea together. Segment 1, The First Law of Thermodynamics. Let's start with the science. The first law of thermodynamics, also known as the law of conservation of energy, tells us something profound about the universe: energy is eternal. It can never be created or destroyed, only transformed from one form to another. Think about that for a moment. The energy that powers our lives today is the same energy that fueled stars billions of years ago. It's the same energy that will drive the universe's evolution billions of years into the future. This law is foundational to physics, and it's also the key to understanding perpetual motion. While traditional science often dismisses the idea of perpetual motion machines, systems that can operate indefinitely without an energy source, as impossible due to friction and entropy, the universe itself doesn't operate under such constraints. On a cosmic scale, energy is always in motion, always cycling, always transforming. Segment 2, Circular Determinism and Perpetual Motion. In our last episode, we discussed circular determinism, the idea that reality functions as an infinite cycle, with no distinct beginning or end. Every action is influenced by what came before it, yet our choices within the cycle can create profound shifts in its trajectory. This same framework can help us understand perpetual motion on a universal scale. If the universe is an eternal cycle, as suggested by circular determinism, then the energy within it is perpetually in motion. The expansion and contraction of the cosmos, the cycles of life and death, even the flow of time itself, all of it reflects the continuous rearrangement of energy. And here's the connection: perpetual motion doesn't mean an isolated machine running forever. It means recognizing that the universe itself is a perpetual motion system. Energy flows infinitely, not in a straight line, but in cycles. Circular determinism shows us that these cycles aren't just metaphysical, they're physical, too. Segment 3, The Big Bang and Infinite Energy. Now let's address the elephant in the room, the Big Bang. Traditional interpretations frame it as the starting point of everything, the moment when energy, time, and space came into existence. But what if the Big Bang wasn't a beginning? What if it was just one phase in an infinite cycle? The first law of thermodynamics supports this idea. If energy can't be created or destroyed, then it must have existed before the Big Bang. The universe's expansion and contraction could be part of a perpetual cycle of cosmic rebirth, where energy is continually rearranged into new forms. The Big Bang wasn't the start, it was a transition. This perspective reframes our understanding of existence. It suggests that the universe is not a finite timeline, but an eternal dance of energy, a perpetual motion machine on a cosmic scale. Segment 4, Implications for Humanity. So, what does this mean for us? For humans, for life, for meaning? 1. Infinite potential. If energy is infinite and always in motion, then so is potential. The universe isn't running out of energy, it's simply rearranging it. This means that every moment is part of a larger cycle, filled with opportunities to reshape and redirect the flow of energy. 2. Hope and resilience. Understanding perpetual motion as a fundamental truth can inspire hope. It reminds us that even in the face of entropy and decay, energy doesn't disappear. It transforms. Destruction becomes creation. Endings become beginnings. This cyclical nature of reality encourages resilience and optimism, even in difficult times. 3. Ethical responsibility. As participants in this perpetual motion system, our actions matter. The energy we put into the world, whether through thoughts, words, or deeds, contributes to the cycle. By acting with intention, we can influence the flow in positive ways, creating ripples that extend far beyond our individual lives. Closing segment, a perpetual journey. Here's the takeaway. Perpetual motion isn't just a theoretical concept or a dream of impossible machines. It's the reality we live in. The universe itself is a perpetual motion system, governed by the infinite energy, described in the first law of thermodynamics. Circular determinism shows us how these cycles work, reminding us that endings are never truly the end. It's a philosophy of hope, resilience, and transformation. A reminder that we're part of something eternal, something vast, something profoundly interconnected. And that is big if true. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If today's episode expanded your perspective, share it with someone who's ready to see the universe in a new light. And remember, the energy you bring to the world matters. Until next time, stay curious.